From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Ipswich and District Radio Club held its annual general meeting last month on Saturday, August 22nd. Owing to COVID, it was held via Zoom with 19 members online. All usual positions were declared vacant at the meeting, with the key positions on the Executive Committee of President, Vice President, Secretary and Treasurer duly elected. Congratulations to President Peter, VK4SIR, Vice President Mark, VK4SMA, Secretary Greg, VK4GJW, and Treasurer Robert, VK4HBW, for continuing in these roles for 2020-2021. The Executive Committee will be supported by club office bearers: Robert, VK4AB, Station Manager; Bob, VK4RJ, Contest QSL Manager; myself, Alan, VK4HIT as PR Officer; Don, VK4KO, Property Manager; Greg, VK4GJW, Training Officer; Robert, VK4HBW, Wison Officer; and Eric, VK4BBK, Jota Coordinator. The next AGM will be held Saturday, August 21st, 2021 at 10 a.m. Don't forget to check out the club's website, vk4wip.org.au, for monthly social and business meeting dates, currently being held on Zoom. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9.30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The days are starting the metamorphosis that brings the thriving spring out of the dormant winter, with tinges of fog in the mornings and clear skies at night. It is the start of the outdoor seasons for many, with the water and the roads attracting people. Even in the middle of the travel restrictions, the highway is carrying lots of traffic as people escape the thought of restriction and seek the pleasures of a land of curiosity and wonder. The main thing to note is the travellers that we are seeing along the east coast of Queensland are inevitably also Queenslanders, seeking to enjoy the tourist and grey nomad tracks and stopovers. For we stay-at-home types, it has been feeling that pulse of interest to put equipment to use, to check over the necessary bits such as feed lines and masts, and prepare for the coming months of interesting openings and hopefully a more demonstrable cycle 25 procession of sunspots and indices. There's been quite an interest being shown in the Foundation licence trial examinations posted on the website of the Wireless Institute of Australia. It will be a good initiative in the future. We see such excellent learning material for the other licence grades made available too. Perhaps they could be open to people who sign up for a six-month free trial membership of the Institute, allowing these associate members to access the online benefits. Perhaps the Institute could even consider and implement a lower-cost associate membership on a permanent basis. This could be available to SWLs as in the days of long ago, and any people who don't want a voting membership but who wish to support the hobby in a practical way. Each year as we come into spring, I usually issue a caution to people to do the proverbial spring clean and maintenance of their stations. It is in this time that we have, in this part of the world, to prepare for the summer storm and cyclone seasons. With the possibility of heavy monsoon rains in the far north and the threat of hurricane weather, such as our northern hemisphere neighbours have been experiencing, reduction of material that can be dangerous under adverse weather conditions is a job that must be undertaken. Making sure that our fixed installations are up to the rigours and ensuring that our portable and mobile stations are prepared should be on the routine maintenance list. If we hear that the crocodiles are nesting early this year, we will know that the north is in for a good wet season. Weather watchers to our north are seeing signs that the sea temperatures are already indicating a possible increase in cyclones for this season. So, my friends, I urge you to go over the necessary housekeeping for a safe and enjoyable summer season of ham radio. And just a thought, clubs might be able to look around their area and consider offering to assist amateurs who are infirm with this task. It would be a good reason for an eyeball and a yarn, as well as sharing the amateur spirit. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.